A Jewish Journal article. B's bakery cultures merge. B's bakery in Tawzana is redefining what it means to be a Jewish-style bakery. Husband and wife team Lenny Rosenberg and Adaiz Nawananyiri, of Lars Restaurants, took over the iconic bakery in October 2022. In doing so, they combined their Jewish and Nigerian backgrounds, along with their vast experience in baking and design. "I believe in maintaining the authenticity of all cultures," Nawananyiri told the journal. "Even though it's historically known as a Jewish bakery, everyone has a seat at the table." The son of a baker, Rosenberg has been in the business for 35 to 40 years. Nawananyiri is an experienced and knowledgeable interior decorator. With B's, they created a multicultural, modern and even more health-conscious experience. In addition to merging Jewish recipes with traditional ingredients from Africa, they have added more gluten-free and sugar-free options. One of the best examples of the merging of Rosenberg and Nawananyiri's backgrounds is their signature red velvet kola nut cupcakes. Everyone loves red velvet. The kola nut, which is a great protein and also good for a hangover, has much deeper meaning. "The kola nut has historical, spiritual value in the Nigerian culture," Nawananyiri said. "Lenny had to go to my father, who's Nigerian, and present the kola nut as an offering, prior to asking for my hand in marriage. Without the kola nut, you're not blessed. There's a whole ritual behind the offering, and rituals, especially those involving food, are things Jews know well. One of the reasons that always draws me to owning bakeries is it really brings me back to my roots," Rosenberg told the journal. "It keeps me very close to the Jewish religion. Growing up, every time there was a holiday, Rosenberg would go to the bakery and prepare items with his father, whether it was Passover, Rosh Hashanah or another holiday. Then, they'd bring food home for their family's meal. My grandmother was a very good home baker, and my father learned all the recipes from her," Rosenberg said. "After the war, when my father came to the United States, he really didn't have anything to make a living with. His parents owned a chicken farm, but they weren't making that much money. He remembered that he knew how to bake from his mother, so he went out and got a job as a baker," Rosenberg said. "And the rest is history." Rosenberg's father started buying and selling bakeries after that. Rosenberg followed in his footsteps. "My father probably had about 18 to 20 bakeries back on the East Coast," Rosenberg said. "He would just buy them, build them up and then sell them. And then I kind of took on that mantle." Rosenberg moved to California in 2000, and started buying well-known name brand restaurants and bakeries, such as the Nosh of Beverly Hills. "B's," he said, "happened by accident. They weren't looking for another bakery. Ziggy Gruber, who owns Kenny and Ziggy's Deli in Houston, called and told him that B's was for sale." Rosenberg knew the owner, Jules Litwick. Litwick and his parents owned B's since they opened it in 1968. When Gruber was visiting LA, he convinced the couple to take a look. After walking in there again for the first time in many years, it kinda brought back a lot of memories, Rosenberg said. It reminded him why he got into the bakery business. "I had long discussions with Adaiz about it," he said. "And, we realized this was beshert, meant to be." He added, "Jules was not only the best seller of a business, and I bought almost 30 stores at this point, he was the most honest, upstanding seller I've ever met. He was just an extraordinary person." Rosenberg said that of all the stores they've bought, this was the best one. "Not just because of the volume of business, but the staff. I learned over the last 10 to 20 years that your staff is what makes your business prosper," he said. "If you don't have a good staff, you can have the best product in the world, best location, it's kind of meaningless." In addition, reimagining this legendary establishment, Rosenberg and Nawananyiri created a television show, It's a Sweet World, which premieres on JLTV, Jewish Life Television Network, on November 12 and 13. The November premiere coincides with the anniversary of when the couple met at a party in Malibu 11 years ago. It's a Sweet World highlights the bakery's multicultural vibe, as well as Rosenberg's baking skills and Nawananyiri flair for design and installation. They take clients' requests. They want to recreate something from their past or create something for the future, and the show is their journey of creating it. "Normally, B's is more grab-and-go products," Rosenberg said. "But, we both have a history of doing much bigger things. We just had a lot of clients who would come in and say, I want you to cater a bar mitzvah for me. I want you to cater a Nigerian, or another culture's, event." One of the episodes features a fundraiser for Ukraine at a comedy club. Rosenberg and his baking team created traditional Ukrainian desserts, poppy seed rolls and snowballs, while Nowananyiri's decor highlighted familiar things, such as colors of the Ukrainian flag. As you see what's going on in Ukraine, we wanted to make sure that it symbolized family and togetherness, Nowananyiri said. Red velvet colon nut cupcakes. 2.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups sugar, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 1 teaspoon cocoa powder, 1/2 teaspoon cola nut powder, tiger nut powder. If you cannot find cola or tiger nut powder, substitute with ground walnut flour, which you can find in most high-end markets. 1.5 cups vegetable oil, 1 cup buttermilk, 2 large eggs, 1 tablespoon red food coloring, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Preheat oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Place paper liners or grease a cupcake pan. In a large mixing bowl, mix together the dry ingredients at second speed, cream, for 30 seconds. Add the oil, buttermilk, eggs, food coloring and vanilla. Mix at second speed, cream, for 2 minutes or until smooth. Scoop about 4 ounces of batter into each cup. Bake for 12 minutes. Cream cheese icing, 8 ounces. Cream cheese 4 cups, powdered sugar a splash of vanilla. Put all ingredients into a mixing bowl. Mix at second speed, cream, for 90 seconds until smooth and creamy. Using a knife or spatula, spread on cooled cupcakes.